Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. And you read Psalm 54. The Psalm of David. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them, Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice and to thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye has seen his desire upon my enemies. Let's pray. Lord, we thank and we praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to bless this day. Bless our worship and our meeting, Lord. Bless each and everyone who is here, the families, the members, the workers, and in other places, wherever this recording will reach, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for your help and your support that come from you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you for your make a way for us to reach you, Lord, through the blood of Jesus. Let us confess now our sins to God. The things that we have done wrong. Let us be willing to take responsibility of our wrong deeds and correct them. Yes, Lord. We bless you, Master. We magnify you. We adore you. Continue, Lord, to lead us and guide us. And help us, Lord. Lead us, O God, as we confess our sins. Let's now commit ourselves to God to do what is right as we confess and renounce our sins. Continue, Lord, to cleanse us by your blood, by the conviction of the Holy Spirit, by your word, O Lord. Teach us your ways, and we commit ourselves, O God, to do what is right. And just give us, Lord, another chance, another opportunity to prove, O Lord, our repentance, in the name of Jesus. Let us now give thanks to God for the things that He gave us. The Lord had blessed us with a lot of things. Let us be faithful and be grateful to God. Let's thank Him with a gratitude in our heart, with commitment for all the good things that He gave us. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the gift of prayer. Thank you for the Bible in our hands to read your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who convict us, direct us, inspire, and also inspire us. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for providing for us, protecting us. Thank you for our families. Thank you, Lord, for the good health. Thank you for the protection. Thank you for the jobs, the income, the salvation, the deliverance of the troubles. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, O God. Let's pray now for also our families. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. And pray for your siblings. Lord, you bless each and every family, O Lord. Pray for each husband to put you as head, or for him to lead his family in the way of righteousness. I pray for the wives, Lord, to be submissive to your word and also to your will, and to help their husband to do the right things, O God. We pray for both parents to impart your word and faith, a right way of life for their children, in the name of Jesus. I pray for blessing, O God, upon each and every family, unity, good health, strength that come from you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Use each and every family to spread your word, to be good examples to others, to know you and to follow you. Let's pray now for your job, the place that we are working. Let's pray that God will bless these places, so we too will bless too. Yes, Lord, thank you for each and every job that you give us, our brothers and sisters. Thank you for our salaries. We pray for the salvation of our boss and all non-believers that working with us, around us. We pray for their salvation. Oh, Lord, we pray that we will be, each and every one of us, the light for them, to be a good testimony and to spread your word. I pray for favor upon each and everyone in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, that that bless all these places of work, give them income, bless these companies and give them work, O Lord, give them contracts, give them customers, so that, Lord, they will pay all the salaries on time. I pray for our brothers and sisters who have not yet received their salaries. I pray in the name of Jesus that you make a way that they will receive it, O Lord. We pray also, Lord, for our brothers and sisters who have no job, no income. Protect them. And those who have no opportunity to work, open for them opportunities, O God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for protection of all these jobs and visas. We pray, O God, that you will watch over each and every one of us. Let's pray now for one another. Those of our brethren who are having burden, having problems, we know, let's pray for them now. Yes. Hear our prayers, O God. Let carry now each other burden through prayers. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers, O God. We bless you, Jesus, and magnify you, Lord. Let's pray for our families back home, our neighbors, our friends, the societies that we came from. Let's pray for them to know Christ, and let's pray that we'll be used by God to bring His word to them in the name of Jesus. Lord, bring peace to these places. Bring your word. Touch them with the Holy Spirit. We commit ourselves, O Lord, to spread your word, O God, to speak your goodness. Make a way, Lord, that you will evangelize and you will reach them. In the name of Jesus. Save among them people, O Lord. Let's pray now. Let's pray for this place, that God had placed His church. Let's pray for UAE and also the other countries that our brothers and sisters have been spread in Oman, in Iraq and Kuwait, in the Philippines, India, Sri Lanka, Australia, America, Malawi and Sierra Leone. Let's pray that God give us favor from all these governments. God protect us, and also that God will do miracles and stretch out His hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus and declare His word and His will to them. And let's commit ourselves that we will pray, we will evangelize, we will be good citizens. Yes, Lord, hear our prayers. We are praying for UAE and the rest of the countries, that your church has been spread. We pray for all our brothers and sisters in other countries that we mentioned. Protect them. Give us favor from all these governments, whatever logistic needs, documentations, legal transactions you provide for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray for vision and dream that you reveal to the non-believers, to the government authorities. We are praying for them to be saved, to know you. We commit ourselves to spread your word to them in the name of Jesus. We pray for prosperity in all these places, O God. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that as these places will prosper, your church, your people will prosper, O God. We commit ourselves to evangelize, to pray for them, to obey the rules in the name of Jesus. And let's pray now for yourself, pray for the church to grow. Lord, I pray. You pray for us, let's pray for us, Lord, fill us, fill me once again Refill me again with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, Lord. Fill us with the Holy Spirit, O God, and give us the spiritual gifts that we need, O Lord. I pray for gifts of tongues, interpretation of tongues. I pray for message of knowledge, message of wisdom. I pray for exhorters. I pray for gift of evangelism, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of prophesying, pastoring, teaching, showing mercy. Lord, whatever gifts and talents and skills we need, we trust, Lord, that you will bestow on us in the name of Jesus. We pray also, O God, we pray that we will cultivate more the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that we will be in character and attitude like you, Lord. I pray for more the fruit of the Holy Spirit in each and every one of life, O God. I pray for more love, joy, peace, humility, patience, long-suffering, self-control, gentleness, kindness, humility, righteousness, O God. Whatever, O God, we commit ourselves, Lord, that we work with you to be perfected, to get the attitude and character of Jesus. Lord, I pray, inspire us as a church, inspire us as individuals, families, congregations, Lord, with good thoughts, with thoughts of yours to evangelize. Open to us doors, O God, to declare your word and to declare the mystery of Christ. O God, the door that you open, no one can close. O Lord, we pray more people to be saved. O God, more people to get water baptized. O Lord, expand the church. Help us to reach to other homes, families, streets, villages, cities, towns, countries, ethnic groups, and even continents, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for this day. Bless our worship, Lord. Bless this recording, O God. Anoint the songs. Anoint our prayers, O God. Anoint, Lord, the message. Anoint the giving. Anoint all the item of our worship, O God. Come, Lord, touch us. Lord, fill us with the Holy Ghost. Perfect us, Lord. Walk in our walk among us, O God, and speak to us. This is your house, O God. Come and have your ways, O God. Have your ways in our lives, O God. We bless you, Lord. Bless this recording. Send it to the places that you want it to reach. Anoint our worship, O God. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Inspire us, O God. Accept our offering and our praise and our worship unto you in the name of Jesus.
As we gather in this place today, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Have your way. Aside.
in our midst. Have your way in our lives, in the life of your church and your people. Yes, O God. Let the Holy Spirit, Lord, lead us. O God, in the destinations, in the direction, O Lord, in thoughts and action and deeds according to your will. We thank you, Lord. This is your house. We welcome you, O God. Have your ways in us. We bless your holy name. We magnify you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue to worship the Lord and give him the praise and the glory that's due for him. Clap your hand to our God. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord.
God bless, Jesus Christ is our Lord. ways to serve you, to be led by you, to do the work of yours, O God. Lead us and guide us as we have given our life to you and follow God. Lead us in your ways, O God. Guide us to do the work of yours. In the name of Jesus.
I'm not afraid.
yourself to us through trials, circumstances. You come and visit us, delivering us, protecting us. Yes, O God, providing for us. Thank you for all these miracles. Thank you for increasing our faith and trusting in you, Lord. I pray, Lord, even this time, as we sit to hear your words, speak to us, O God, speak to your church, speak to your people, O God, listen your heart to us, to teach us your ways, to help us to understand your word so that we can live in obedience to you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you for refilling us, satisfying us, touching us and healing us. We bless you, we magnify you. This is all we ask and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's be seated in God's presence. Let's now collect our tithes and offering and our first fruit to God. These are the sacred things that belong to God. The tenth of everything are the tithe. And these are the holy things that God wants us to bring into His storehouse, His church. We thank you, God, and we bless you, we magnify you. Thank you for all the jobs and incomes and resources that you give us. And here we are, Lord. We brought to you what belongs to you of tithes and offerings and first fruits and our vows. Look up from heaven, Lord, and bless your people. Open the windows of heaven and bless us and rebuke the devourer in our lives in the name of Jesus. And pour us so much blessing that we have no place to keep. And we pray also, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray for our brothers and sisters who have not yet experienced the joy of giving. Fill their hearts with joy and willingness to bring what is due for you. And approve, O God, that you will give them more what they are going to give. Lord, we thank you for your blessing. Thank you for the protection of our jobs and income and resources. Thank you, God. And we pray that you use this money to reach the loss, to be spent according to your will. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's continue today speaking about the sermon of Jesus on the mountain. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 5, and our text for the last week is from verse 23 and to verse 26. I will read it again. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar and there rememberest that thy brother hath ought against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First, be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly, while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. Let's pray. Lord, we thank and we bless you. Come before in the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips, O God, and put words and verses and statement to encourage your people, to teach your church, your word, and your will. O God, take the message and spread it. Speak through the message to your members, O God, the part of your body. Change our lives and our ways, and help us, O Lord, to conform into likeness. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Continue to speak about when we have done something wrong
that we need to go and correct and pay back and compensate and replace what we have done wrong. Our concern is that we should not leave things as it is without correction. If we had done something wrong, we have taken something, we have spoke something, or we have said raka or fool without any cause, or we had caused damage to a person or to a brother, we need to go and, as we spoke, and ask him pardon, and also we need to compensate and pay back the losses that we had done. We need certain time to ask God how much we need to pay, what is owed for us to pay back, so that we will not be any blame, we will not be in a wrong position, we are making peace and right with man and also with God. Certain time they may not accept, as we spoke, but we need to do our part so that we will clear ourselves before God, and we may ask God what we need to do further things, what is required from us to do. In verse 25 he say, agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. From our side, we need to avoid escalation of the events. If we had wronged someone, if we have done damage in goods or in body or in reputation, we need to mend things and correct it, because the creditor will continue to ask payment, to ask to compensate the damage or the losses that we had inflicted, and he may not be sad, and he may take us and bring us to the authorities. At the time of our Lord Jesus Christ, the authority for the Jews were the synagogue. They will bring such cases to the synagogue. For us Christians, to the church, or the other authorities left is the government. So from our side, we need to work out that we need to pay and compensate and reconcile and do our part and correct the things that we had done wrong. Otherwise, the person who had taken us to the judge, or he may take us to the judge, he will escalate it to the higher things, and we might be putting ourselves into troubles. Stubbornness will make things worse, but humility and humbling ourselves and correcting the wrong things that we had done, it will be a better outcome for us. As you see here, the Lord in verse 25, that he may cast you into prison. We may face prison, we may face big case, we may face penalties. And you know, also God, because of the injustice that is going on, God had allowed government, had allowed authorities, and these governments and authorities had put rules and regulations, and listen to this, and also fines and penalties. Why? Because to pay back,
to let people pay back the damages they have done to others or to the government. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16, Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 18, say here, is the command of God, judges and officers shall thou make thee in all thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, throughout the tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Now, that's what God say, and that's why Jesus spoke about that. Yes, we are, our sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus, but the thing that we have done wrong, and Jesus taught us here, we need to compensate, we need to pay back. Otherwise, it will go straight to the authorities and we will be in troubles more if we are not willing. And that's why now there is widespread in every country, every government, the system of paying penalties, right? Why? Because that thing's compensation and paying back is not there. People nowadays, for them to do trespass, most of them, they are not aware that they have done trespass. And some of them, they may accept that they have done trespass, but they are not willing, or they are not thinking to pay back the damages and the losses that they have taken. That's why Jesus taught here, and we as a church, we need to teach that. We need to teach this, that when you do wrong, we need to teach the, our members and the disciples, people who reach out, when you have done wrong, you need to compensate, you need to pay back the penalties. Yes, we are forgiven by the blood of Jesus, we are saved by His grace through faith, not by any things we pay. But when we have done wrong, the consequences of our sin and also the penalties and the losses that we have done, we need to compensate. Nowadays, people, they take it lightly. They use the church, they use the brothers, they abuse the church, they abuse some, yeah, and they just walk away. They just walk away. And that's why Christ taught about it here. He say, "You while you are on the way, don't make things go worse, because it may be brought to other authority. You may put yourself into troubles." And you know what is the other authorities that is above the government? It is the authorities of God. When the church does not teach and injustice spread and people trespass and no one is teaching them, no one disciplining them, no one is telling them you need to pay back, the justice of God will, God will send it from heaven. And that's why we have natural calamities, typhoons, volcanoes, earthquakes, why we have war, why we have accidents, why we have pandemics. These are the wrath of God. God is paying back the trespasses that the people, they did, and they were not aware the damage they have done, and they did not correct the wrong thing that they were doing. And that's why the church today need to teach that. Otherwise, the wrath of God will continue to fall because trespass. You know, in the Old Testament, they have what is called trespass offering or sin offering. Here in the New Testament, Christ died for us, and we are forgiven by the blood of Jesus. But that does not mean we are exempted from paying the trespasses that we have done on the things that we have
done wrong, we need to pay back for it. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 4 to chapter 7, we will not read that, you can read at home. Four chapters, 4 to 7, it speak about sin offering and trespass offering. And what they will do when anyone do sin or he trespass, in addition to what we spoke about that he need to compensate, he bring animal. Now for us in the New Testament, we have the blood of Jesus. But the animal that he bring, it is material thing, it's something costly that he need to offer to pay his penalties. To pay his penalties. In the New Testament, people now, they are not aware about that they need to pay back their wrongdoing. The scriptures are full of stories and examples, and we can learn from them when we are not careful to pay back, either to man or to God, what we have done wrong. It will be escalated to higher level, and finally we'll be facing the judgment of God. That's why nowadays we can see a lot of calamities, losses. Why? Because people, they trespass and they did not pay back their trespasses. That's why there's high fine, there are courts, there's prison. These things the church should teach. Why? Because Jesus thought about it. He thought, he say, while you are on the way to put you in a prison, to hand you over to the judge, don't escalate. Humble down, don't be obstinate, don't be stubborn. Correct things so that you will not be facing troubles. Let's now study certain scriptures in the Bible, because that is the sermon of Jesus that he say. What he say, the Lord? He say, agree with your adversary quickly. While thou art in the way, let's assent him. The adversary delivered thee to the judge, and the judge delivered thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid payment. These are the fines, the penalties, our wrongdoing against God and against others. When we don't do it, when we don't correct it, then the wrath of God and the justice of God will come on us. Let's read and study certain scriptures. We'll take time to study these scriptures so we'll understand that when you do wrong, not only you don't care or you are careless, you just walk away, not only that you accept it and ask God forgiveness, but also you need to compensate the losses that you had inflicted. You have to compensate. In the first instance that we're going to study is when the Ark of God was taken captive by the Philistines. Because the Israelites, they sin against God, being dishonest in the ministry, and also they were having immoralities. God allowed the Philistine to win, and the Philistine, they took the Ark of God with them. Let's read what God did while the Ark of God was with the Philistine. When they took it, let's read what had happened. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 5. You see, when we trespass against God, when we do wrong, there are penalties that come from God. And God wants us to amend our ways. 1 Samuel chapter 5, and I will read it from verse 1. And the Philistine took the Ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. When the Philistines took the Ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the earth before the Ark of the Lord, and they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord, face to the ground before the ark of the Lord, and the head of Dagon and both the arms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. He affected their God. He hid their God now. Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor any that come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod unto this day. But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them of Ashdod. Let's see what he did with them. And he destroyed them and smote them with hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids are hemorrhoids. Even Ashdod and the cause thereof. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, "The ark of the Lord of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon, our God." They sent therefore and gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them and said, "What shall we do with the ark of God of Israel?" And they answered, "Let the ark of God of Israel be carried about into Gath." And they carried the ark of God of Israel about thither. And it was so that after they had carried it about, the hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction, and he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had hemorrhoids in their secret parts. Therefore they sent the ark of God to Ekron, and it came to pass, as the ark of God came to Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, "They have brought about the ark of God of Israel to us, to slay us and our people." So they sent and gathered together the Lord of the Philistines and said, "Send away the ark of God of Israel, and let it go again to his own place, that it slay us not and our people." For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there. And the men that died not were smitten with the hemorrhoids, and the cry of the city went up to heaven. God caused death. Why? Because his ark was taken. God has caused death. God has caused hemorrhoids. And God has caused also their fields, as we will read also, had been destroyed by rats. For this reason all, they decided to send back the ark of God. And see here how God will bring justice by force. Let's read chapter 6. "And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, 'What shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place.' And they said, 'If ye send away the ark of God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering, then he shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you.'" He said, if you're going to bring back the ark of God back, don't send it like this. Send a trespass offering. See here, they are non-believers. But they know they had done a trespass against God. They can't only return. They have to return. They have to pay back penalty. That is the law of God. He inflicted them. And he said, send it and put trespass offering. If you get well, then that was his hand. Then said they, "What shall be the trespass offering which ye shall return to him?" They answered, 5 golden hemorrhoids and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for 1 plague was on you all and on your lords. Wherefore ye shall make images of your hemorrhoids. Yeah, because he inflicted them with the sickness. That's when you trespass against God. Now, what is their sin, the Philistines? God gives the Philistines victory over the Israelites. Because his people, they were doing wrong. But what the Philistine did? The Philistine, they took the Ark of God. That they should not do. That's their trespass. Don't do things that God did not ask you to do. Otherwise, you will put yourself into trouble. Many believers now in the New Testament, they trespass against the church, they cause division, they pull people, they mislead people, they will fight to destroy the church. They take it lightly. They don't know what their trespasses had done. And they will boast with the blood of Jesus. It will not work. There's heavy payment when we trespass. They trespass. He caused them sicknesses. Mouse have ravaged their fields. Death. He said, when you send it back, send it with trespass of it. I mean, they acknowledge their wrongdoing. See, they are an unbeliever. They know how to repent. They know what to do, what is right. That's why Jesus said, pay. Pay what you did wrong. He say, and ye shall give it glory. He say, therefore you shall make images of your hemorrhoids, verse 5, and images of your mice, and of your mice that mar the land, and you shall give it glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure he will lighten his hand from off you, and from off your gods, and from your land. They want to give glory to the God of Israel. How? They return the ark and they will pay back the penalty, the trespass that they have done. That's how they give glory to God. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts, verse 6, as the Egyptian and Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he had wrought wonderfully among them, did they not let the people go and they departed? He said, don't be like the Egyptian and Pharaoh. Because they were the Egyptian and the Pharaoh, they were stubborn. They did not allow the people of God to go and worship. What God did with them? You see, they were afraid. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 5:26. He said, oh, while you are on the way, agree with your adversary. Verse 26, if you will not, verily I say unto you, thou shalt be by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. They told them, you do it quickly, because otherwise, if you are stubborn, he will do to you what he did to the Egyptian, and what he did to Pharaoh, he will do with you. That's him now. The Christian, they are careless about their negligence and about their sins. They are not aware. When the judgment of God had come upon them, these are the payment for their trespasses that they have done against God. Let's go back to 1 Samuel 6, verse 7. Now therefore, make a new cart and take 2 mills kine. See this one. 2 mills kine, it means that yoke cows, on which there shall come no yoke. Has no yoke, milch cow. And tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them, and take the ark of the Lord, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold, which he retained him for a trespass offering, in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away that it may go. And see if it goeth out by the way of his own cause to Beth Shemesh. then he has done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know what it is not his hand that smote us, it was a chance that happened to us. He said, what is the idea that they had now come to agree to find out whether this is from God or not? He say, bring two cows that had not been yoked. I mean, the cow that is, why they don't want cow that is yoked? Cow that's yoked means trained. Thus, the cow that are yoked, they are trained to go. Even you don't need a human with them to direct them where they need to go. They know the way. He say, you bring a cow that had never been yoked. If they will go to the Beit Shemesh, this direction, it means that no human had directed them. It's God himself, and God wants his ark to go back. We will put the ark of God, and we will put this trespass offering. It means that God accepted it from us, and that will be clear. If not, then there's other issue. And the two cows, they have calves. Why the cows has calves? Because the cow, if it has calf, small baby, it will not go away. Away from her small baby. Yeah? It will go back. And that's why, because they want to be sure, if God wanted back, he will take them back. So they put their calves in the house, and they put them to the car to put it to Beit Shemesh. And the man did so, verse 10, and the man did so, and took two mishkan and tied them to the car, and shut up their calves at home. And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the car, and the coffers with the mice of gold, and the images of their emeralds. And the kine took the straight way to the way of Beit Shemesh, and went along the highway, lowing as they went. Ma, ma. You know why? Ma. You know why they are lowing? They are lowing because they are crying for their babies. But they did not go back. They are submitting unto the hand of God. That is against nature. Because they were under the power of God. We learn from this cow how to submit ourselves to God. Even the thing that God do something, you don't like it, still we need to do it. The view was awesome. It was awesome things. Lowing as they went, and turn not aside to the right hand or to the left. They are diligent to do the work of God. See now, the unbelievers, they know how to give glory to God. The animal, they know how to honor God. But how about the church of God, the believers? And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Beit Shemesh. And they of Beit Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. And the guard came into the field of Jeshua, Beth Shemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone. And they clave the wood of the guard and offered the kine in a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the cover that was with it, wherein the jewels of the God were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beit Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices, and sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. And when the five lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. When they saw that the cow had been, the two cows reached, and the ark was there, now they know that they have a victory over the Israelites, not because their military was better, but because God was against his people. And they know that they had trespassed against God by taking his ark captive. In verse 18, and the golden mice, according to the Sorry, verse 17. And there were, and these are the golden immorites, which the Philistine returned for a trespass offering unto the Lord, for Ashdod one, for Gaza one, paying fines. They want to make things right with God. Amen? Yeah. We must learn how to make things right with God, so that His hand, His wrath will not be falling. One for Ashdod and Gaza and Ashkelon, for Gath one, for Ekron one, and the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines, belonging to the five lords, both of the fenced cities and of country, villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remains unto this day in the feet of Jeshua the Bethshemite. And his mother, men of Bethshemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord, even he smote the people 50,000 and 70 men and 3, and people lamented because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. Now, a day, God's anger is ravaging. COVID-19, the pandemic destroying many. And the church is not careful to seek God and find out their sins, their immoralities, their false teaching that had brought the judgment of God on earth. The Philistines, they were non-believers, but they did, according to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 10, say, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. We need to find what God is acceptable to Him. The right thing that we need to do. Now, after we hear the message, God willing, we will continue the rest of the details the coming weeks. Now, after you hear the message, are you a stubborn, hard-headed, you want Matthew 5:26 to come on you, when he say, verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid that uttermost farthing. Are you hard-headed that you are not willing to go along the term of God and pay what is due for you and correct the wrong things you have done? Or you take heed. I pray that you will take heed, that you will repent, renounce your sin, and go along with the word of Jesus. Agree with thine adversaries quickly. Don't discredit while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officers, and thou shalt be cast into prison. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. Say, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did besiege you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Let's all stand. We need to reconcile to God. To do what is correct. To pay back. We understand today. It's not only we ask God forgiveness, but we compensate the loss of the damages. To compensate the losses that we have done. And that's the way to reconcile with God. The damage that we have to done to God or to man. Commit yourself to apply what you hear today. Yes, O God, thank you for your word. Yes, O God, we repent of our sin, O God. We accept your word and your teaching to compensate and to pay back the damage that we have done. Lord, we come to you, Lord. Take our life. We offer it to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Lord, we are willing, O God, to pay back the trespasses that we have done, whenever that's possible, O God. Your word and spread it. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.